We're in the book of Zechariah today, chapter 8, in verse 3. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, the Mountain of the Lord of Hosts, the Holy Mountain. In the Bible, the city of Jerusalem and Mount Zion have always been symbolic of God's throne, because that's where the sanctuary service took place and the great drama of the sacrificial service was played out, showing the world how God intended to save a sinful human race. In this passage found in Zechariah, Jerusalem is called the City of Truth, which is a title that should really command our attention in a time when truth is becoming something of a scarce commodity. We might have more access to information than any preceding generation, with hundreds of digital channels and a World Wide Web that seems to expand by millions of web pages a day. One of the key problems with all that information, however, is that it often comes without meaningful context, and it allows us to filter the news through a website that tells the story in the language of our favorite preconceived notions. If you want conservative news, there's a station dedicated to that. And if you're a liberal, just flip the channel and you can get the liberal take on things. Author Farhad Manju makes this case in his book True Enough, where he argues that the modern information age has allowed us to live in little silos where we only really dialogue with those who think exactly like we do. We might live in towns and cities like we used to, but we quickly gravitate to like-minded people over the internet and other modern vehicles of communication. And as a result, we can exist in a world where we never really have to face an opposing viewpoint. Now, of course, to gravitate to like-minded people is a natural human trait, and there's nothing particularly wrong with it. That much was happening in churches before anybody owned a computer or a TV set. But in today's age, the disadvantages have been magnified 1,000 times. If you choose to believe, for example, that space aliens are hiding in Area 51 and that the American government has been covering it up, you can find thousands of people who will bolster your beliefs, no matter how preposterous they are. And you can live in a silo where you might never have to come to grips with reality. What that means, of course, is that it's becoming harder and harder to find a source of information that you can simply trust. Where do you find a source of information that just tells it like it really is, just the facts and nothing but? Well, the answer is found in today's passage. You find the truth in Jerusalem, at the foot of God's throne. In a day and age when people have lots of reasons to spin the facts in their favor, in the Bible, you're going to find a genuine, spin-free account of the human condition. And of course, if you're interested in the facts, that makes studying in the City of Truth, listening to the voice of God, just a better way to live.